Blog Talk Radio. Hello, and welcome to another edition of Get Ready with Betty, the radio show that helps you simplify and improve your life by getting things in order physically, psychologically, and spiritually. I'm Sharon McRill, your host and the owner of the Betty Brigade, an Ann Arbor, Michigan-based company specializing in relocation, organizing, and event planning. So we have a very, very, very special guest today, and that guest is Janet Bray Atwood. She is an amazing human being, and let me just tell you a little bit about her because we are still waiting for her to join us, and so once she joins, we will get right to it. But Janet is the co-author of the New York Times bestseller, The Passion Test, The Effortless Path to Discovering Your Life Purpose, and co-author of From Sad to Glad, 7 Steps to Facing Change with Love and Power. She has just been an expert on what it takes to live a passionate life and has presented her programs as a featured speaker to hundreds of thousands of people across the world with the Dalai Lama, Sir Richard Branson, T. Harv Eker, Jack Canfield, Lisa Nichols, Stephen Covey, Brendan Bouchard, and many, many others. Janet has also taken thousands of people through the Passion Test process all over the world, and she is the founder of the Passion Test Certification Program, which has over 1,500 certified facilitators in over 48 countries. And she is also the founder of the Passion Test for Business, the Passion Test for Kids and Teens, the Passion Test for Coaches, the Passion Test for Kids in Lockdown, and the Passion Test to Reclaim Your Power for the Homeless. So, just, again, an amazing human being, and I'm just going to let you know that I'm just a little uncomfortable because Janet hasn't joined us yet. So I'm just going to talk a little bit about finding your passion and what that means. So about 13 years ago, I was downsized from my corporate job, and some of you have heard this story before where I didn't know it, and I just got laid off, me and about 70 other people, and like we just found out, and all of a sudden we had no jobs. And I actually thought I was going to stay in this corporate job for the rest of my life because I really liked it. And so all of a sudden, this thing that I loved doing, I got to interview people all the time, and I interviewed all sorts of folks. Everyone from Sigourney Weaver and Tim Burton to lots of what many people would call obscure BBC stars, but when I worked at Borders, our clients knew them. And so that is what I did. I got to watch movies and interview celebrities. Pretty cool job. And I thought that this was the best job in the world. Well, after getting laid off, I was laying on my couch feeling sorry for myself, really feeling pathetic in a ball, watching Oprah, you know, just pathetic on the couch. And I'm sure that, you know, everybody has been there in their own way. And all of a sudden, I'm watching this show. It was one of those Live Your Best Life shows, and it was a bunch of people who had started their own businesses. And I had never wanted to start my own business because my grandparents and my parents had owned their own businesses, and I saw how hard they worked, and I thought, I don't want to work that hard. I just really want to collect a paycheck and go home and live my life, and that was it. Well, after watching this show, I realized that I did, in fact, want to start my own business, and that was the beginning of the Betty Brigade almost 13 years ago. And in the beginning, I thought it was a part-time thing. I thought I would do it on the side while I looked for another corporate job, and that's exactly what happened. I got another corporate job, and It sucked. It was terrible. I thought it would be great, but it was really, really awful. And then, so I left that job and I put together a list with my friend of like what I love doing and what I knew how to do, which are two different things, what you love and what you know how to do. So think about that. And that is how I found the Betty Brigade and found out what I really love doing, was just by making a list and starting to take action on that. Now, I didn't know that this was my passion. Even in the first year, I didn't know, because I gave myself a year so that if it didn't work, I would go get another corporate job. No big deal. But what ended up happening was that the business started getting successful. And in the first year, I hired my first employee. Well, now we are at about 10 employees. We have a marketing department. We have an operations manager. And we have people that manage different parts of the business, sales, marketing, training, operations. And it's very exciting. And now I actually really, really love what I do. And it is my passion. And when we're working with clients organizing or helping them move, it really makes the entire staff feel good about what they do because we know that we are of service. We know that this is what we were put on the planet to do, and we are fulfilling our, I don't know, you can say destiny, our purpose, our whatever, but it is why we're here. And people who are of service, people who have service as their calling, know it. They feel it. And you see this in nursing. You see this in firefighters. You see this in even in waitresses and waiters because they are also of service. So think about where you can find your passion, where you can find your area that would really light you up. And again, I didn't know in the beginning what this would be. I didn't know that Betty Brigade would grow. I didn't know I'd have a radio show. I didn't know that I would be filling time while my guest gets on the phone. So I just didn't know those things. But that's kind of what happened, is that I figured it out, and now I know that this is what I love doing. And is every day rainbows and kittens? Absolutely not. For example, last night, for no apparent reason, I really don't know why, I wasn't upset about anything or whatever, I only got 2 hours of sleep. I have no idea why that happened. I feel fine today. I'm a little sleepy, but not any more than normal. And I still feel good about being here at work. I was excited about doing my show. I'm excited about the rest of my day. And I'm excited about having our staff meeting. So sometimes people don't know how to even connect with their passion. They don't know that they even have a calling. And so it's about, you know, kind of looking at where you're drawn. Where do you naturally go if you're going to volunteer, if you're going to spend your downtime doing something? And it might be working with animals. It might be working on the environment. I love growing things, and my favorite thing to do in my downtime is to work in my garden. I love having my hands in the dirt. It makes me really happy. Again, it's another passion, and by finding that, it's just about figuring out which direction you want to go. I was one of those people that really didn't know, and I didn't even know in college. So in college, I couldn't figure out what I wanted my degree to be in, and I just kept floating, and my degree ended up being in general studies, which kind of makes me laugh now because it was the perfect degree. It was exactly where I needed to be and what needed to happen. So that's what happened. It looks like our guest came on for just a moment and then went away. So I'm going to check in very quickly, and we're just going to do a quick break here, and we'll be right back.
You are listening to Get Ready with Betty, the radio show that helps clear the confusion and simplify your life. I'm your host, Sharon McCrill, owner of the Betty Brigade, an Ann Arbor, Michigan-based company specializing in relocation, organizing, and event planning. On Get Ready with Betty, we talk with experts in a wide variety of fields who can break down what seems complicated into simple, doable steps. Now, back to our show.
And we are back with our guest, Janet Bray Atwood. She has just joined us. Oh, and the call dropped. Oh, my goodness. We are having some technical difficulties, and my guess is that is why she was not able to join us. So hopefully she will be calling back in just a moment. But anyway, before the break, we were talking about what it takes to live a passionate life, what it takes to move into the life that you really want to live. So, Janet, are you with us?
Hi, how are you?
I'm so happy to hear you because I was filling some time.
I know. I'm getting to be an expert at that lately, so I know what that feels like. But, oh, I'm so excited to be with you again. I just loved you. Last time we were with each other, I just felt so connected and such a kindred spirit. So thank you.
Thank you. Well, so what I was filling time with was talking about my story of finding passion and purpose, and so, you know, let's so the viewers or the listeners, you know, they kind of know about that, and but you haven't always been living your best passionate life, were you?
No. Is that a lead-in question? No, as a matter of fact, many years ago, I actually was in a job that I hated. And I talk about it a lot because people always ask me that question. Were you born with the passionate gene? Was this really what your life was like always and always? And I said, no, you know, as a matter of fact, I was in this job before I came up with this beautiful process called the passion test to help people get clear on what they're passionate about. I was failing miserably. I hated what I was doing. I was recruiting disk drive engineers in Silicon Valley. And my friends had recruited me. I'd been teaching meditation before that, I really enjoyed meditation. It was really fun. And teaching it, I love spiritual people and I like spiritual talk. But there was a downside to that job, and that was the fact that I was sleeping on the floor of the meditation center and I wasn't making any money and I felt miserable. In that sense, my friends who were coming to my lectures were all making millions of dollars recruiting all of these engineers in Silicon Valley, disk drive engineers. And so they found out about me and they said, Janet, you know, come on, you love people so much. Come and work with us. You'll burn it up. And, you know, I thought I'd burn it up too because I, you know, they said, you love people. You're so enthusiastic. And I went, yeah, I am. And then I go to this job and I hated it. I just like, I had no affinity, nothing. I'm not left brain. It's all about left brain stuff. And these guys were making so much money. They had a bell at the front of the office. And every time they got a job for an engineer, they'd run to the front of the office. They'd ring this bell. And, you know, it was like, me, I did it. And this bell rang for everyone for a whole month, but me. And I was like, really?
Aww.
And I was just like, really, really? And I felt like such a loser. And, I was so out of my passion. And that's what I came to. One day, finally, I'm driving home from my miserable job, and I'm in the car, and I'm thinking, my mom always said, Jenny, you're here for greatness. And I'm thinking, what the heck is that? And I thought, well, wait a minute. Let me look at what I'm doing. What is it about what I'm doing? And I thought, God, what I'm doing, I can't stand doing. I don't care about doing. I don't want to do it. And it's a money-based decision, right, based completely on I'll take this job because I'll make some money. And, you know, what I've seen is that money-based decisions aren't always the best decisions to make because there's no love for that. And, you know, there's this beautiful book. It's called Success Built to Last, and we call it the companion book to the Passion Test, and which is my book on how to, you know, get people clear on what they're passionate about. And in Success Built to Last, the authors interviewed all of these really successful people that had known longstanding success, people like, oh, Maya Angelou, the great poet, and President Jimmy Carter, and Michael Dell from Dell Computer. And what they found is that people who had known not just, you know, 5 years of success, 10 years, but, you know, success 20, 30, 40 years out, were all consistently, now this is the word for everyone to hear, consistently choosing in favor of the things that had greatest meaning for them. In other words, they had gotten clear on what, you know, what they love more than anything. And then, you know, whenever they were faced with a decision or a choice or an opportunity, they chose in favor of the thing that they cared about most. And so that really kept them in that passion zone, that zone where you're alive and you're excited and you're, you know, you'll do that thing, you know, regardless of whether you're making money or not. And, you know, that creates a big attraction magnet for one when you're coming from that place. As I know you know, because, Sharon, that's where you live and what you do. So thank you for allowing me to come on and be with a passionate magnet.
Oh, well, thank you. I appreciate that. You know, we have even translated that into our clients passionate about clearing out or organizing or moving. And we've really gotten very clear about who is our client and are they passionate about us? And
I love that it has
taken us into our sales are up 90%. Over last year for the last 8 months. It's crazy. We are so busy.
No.
I cannot even hire fast enough. That's what's going on since we really got clear about who's our client, who do we want to work with, and who is not our client, and what and when we're making those money-based decisions. And when we stopped making the money-based decisions and we got into the do they appreciate us? Do they pay on time? Do we get a hug and a check? Then that is our client. And that made
you know,
all the difference in the world.
I love this so much. You know, one, we have in my programs, we have the Passion Test program called Passion Test for Business. And we took it into a call center that is a call center for infomercials, one of the biggest ones in the world, and located in Mexico. It's called Listen Up Español, and they have about 1,200 employees. And we went in, we gave everybody, except for their 50 top salespeople, we gave them all the passion tests. In other words, we took them through this really simple process to find out what was it that they were passionate about. And then we ran all these tests for over a year. And what we found was that oftentimes, I mean, this was across the board, even the new recruits that were given the passion test before they were hired to find out if they were passionate about what the work they were going to do was, they did better than the top salespeople who, you know, who decided they were too busy making money than to get clear on what they were passionate about. This company was so amazing. When we met them, they were kind of in a downturn. And they said, we really need some help. We said, God, well, we know how to do it. And so we went in, and when we gave everybody the passion test, what they did was they decided, okay, from now on, we are going to give everyone the simple process to get clear on what are their top five passions before we hire them. And boy, I'll tell you, the money that they made went out of the roof, skyrocketed. It was just unbelievable. I was just with Richard Branson about, you know who Richard Branson is from Virgin?
Everyone in the world knows who Richard Branson is.
Well, most everybody, but I was brainstorming with Richard and about 15 other people on his island last month, and the owner of Listen Up Espanol was there, Craig Hanley, and I said, Craig, I said, how has your company been since we went in and got everybody clear on what it was they were passionate about? And he said, Janet, it's like a miracle. It just changed our company completely. Because everybody, you know, everybody that they didn't have, that, you know, everybody that wasn't passionate about what they were up to, they let go. They said, you know, look, this isn't working for you, and we want you to go out and find what it is that you need. And then everybody that they hired that came in after that were people that were passionate about the jobs that they, you know, wanted. And then not only that, but what was so cool about finding out what everyone's passions were was that they could then start moving people in areas in the, within the company to help them to be more, you know, more into what they were doing by, you know, finding ways that they could help them live their passions and the work that they were doing. It was just such a huge win. And so I congratulate you on, you know, going in and finding, you know, who were your perfect clients, you know, and not going for the ones that were not the perfect client. And I just want to upgrade you on just one little question that you could ask, and that is, what do my perfect customer expect of me? And this comes from a process called attracting your perfect customer. And it's a question, what do my perfect customer expect from me? And when you're dealing with the law of attraction, when you're dealing with, you know, really looking at who you are and, you know, what does my customer expect of me? That's about, okay, who are we really? You know, in other words, I'll give you an example. I'm, who is Janet Atwood? God, I am like passionate. I'm sometimes intense. And you won't always get me because I'm all over the world. And my perfect customer is looking for someone who's passionate, sometimes intense, and sometimes all over the world. And they love that because that's who I am. So that's about really getting clear.
Right, right. No, I totally get it. I totally get it. And we do that with our staff too. And so we actually put it into terms of service. So is service their the calling of their, you know, of their life. And I was talking about that a little bit earlier. You know, there are firefighters and police and nurses, and those people are called to service. Like, that's in their heart. And you know it when you meet someone like that. And that's something that we also translate into our work here at Betty Brigade, because we really want to make sure that people are relocating in a way or organizing in a way that fits how they are living their best life. And if it's being pushed on them by another family member, then it will never work, because that's not their choice. And so by being in that language of service and in that language of really making sure that you're grounded as to which direction you're going, and are you taking your client with you? Are you and this is all part of our training, making sure that the staff knows how to get the client to be in that conversation, because sometimes they're not at all interested in any kind of metaphysical anything. They're just saying, clean out, you know, I want you to organize my closet. And so how do you translate that into, well, how will your closet best be used by you in a way that makes it simple for them to communicate with you, and then you to be of service to them. So it's about just, you know, simplifying and taking that down to a way that makes it easy for anyone to understand.
You know, you said such a profound thing when you said what we go in and do is help them to really understand that service is, you know, whether or not service is the calling of their life. And or whether or not they're being, you know, pushed into something by their family members. You know, the one thing that keeps anyone from living a passionate life are one's limiting beliefs. In other words, the thought of, you know, God, I'm not good enough, smart enough, rich enough, I'm not beautiful enough. And what oftentimes happens to people when they have these limiting beliefs is they let others guide and tell them what they should be doing. And one of the things that we teach in the passion test, which for those of you that are listening that don't know, is the number one tool right now being used around the world to help people get clear on what is it that they choose to create in their life in terms of their health or their spirituality, their fun, their relationship, their environment where they're living, their education, all these different areas that are important to you. And what we found is that the only thing that keeps someone from being able to live their passions full out are these thoughts of, I'm not good enough, I'm not smart enough, I'm not rich enough. And, you know, there's this one tool that we use when we're teaching people how to undo their limiting beliefs, because no matter how clear you are and what you're passionate about, if you're holding these limiting beliefs, like I'm not good enough or I'm not smart enough to do this thing that I love, it's like a brick wall that'll keep you from being able to live your passions full out. And so there's this beautiful process that we use. It's called the work of Byron Katie to help people undo these limiting beliefs. And it's just a process of self-inquiry. And there's a beautiful quote from this work. And it's just simply, God, spare me from the desire to seek love, approval, or appreciation. And God, again, meaning God, nature, higher power, the universe, whatever name you want to put to that energy that's greater than yourself. Because what oftentimes happens to people when they're not clear on, you know, what it is that they care about in their lives, and if they have all these limiting beliefs, then they let others be the designator of that life, and therefore they end up in their J-O-B, which is the acronym for just over broke, not living their gifts, not being able to give their gifts to the world, which is really, really the saddest thing because, as you know, each of us are here to really give our gifts and to be able to share, you know, what it is that we're about and what, you know, what is our most important, you know, passion, what is vital to us, so that other people can, you know, be able to benefit from those gifts that we have.
You're so right. And speaking of gifts, I want you to tell our listeners about how many people you have certified with in your passion test, the facilitators around the world, and tell about that program, because that's really how you catapulted this. Isn't that right?
Yeah, I like to say I created my little cosmic army. When I first created this process of the passion test, which begins with this simple question, when my life is ideal, I am, and then we help people to make a list of over 10 passions, and then they come up with their top 5 passions and then keep their attention on those things. You know, when I first came up with this process of getting clear on what it is that you choose to create, I'm traveling all over the world and I'm thinking, God, I'm getting exhausted. You know, there's all of this, you know, there's this, a survey that was given by the Harris Poll, and what they found was that 4 out of 5 working Americans woke up every morning not happy, not fulfilled, not passionate. And as I traveled the world, I went, oh, my God, you know, it's even, you know, the percentage is even higher in other places in the world. I'll never be able to make a dent. What should I do? And then I thought, okay, I've got to multiply myself. So I started training trainers. I have now over 1,600 certified passion teachers around the world. And the whole program teaches people that come to my program. It's actually, you know, they don't just learn how to take people through the passion test. What it really is for those individuals that would like to become an expert themselves, be the teacher, living the teaching, and the expert themselves in living a passionate life. And that's what our certification is for. And it's a 4-day intensive. It's a year-long program. It starts with 4 days where people come either, you know, they come to one of our programs somewhere around the world, and or they take it online, and they can take the passion test online where they can take it from the comfort of their own home, which is really great, and become a certified facilitator. And then once they're certified, they know how to give this process from a stage or in a one-on-one session, coaching someone. First session is taking them through this process to come up with their top passions. And then the second session is all about undoing their limiting beliefs that are keeping them from, you know, being able to really live those passions full out. So this is what our program is all about. We like to say it's not so much a program, Sharon, as it is a lifestyle change. And it's a lifestyle change because it's all about inspiring transformation through love. And when I say inspiring transformation through love, it's about attentioning each other's greatness to come out. And that's what we do in the Passion Test programs. We have people come to us, and instead of telling them, look, you know, you really need to get it together here, we're like really, you know, looking at where are their gifts, where are they great, and just really magnifying those gifts of theirs to really show up. And I'm not kidding you, I have seen people walk in, you know, feeling like, okay, I this is like the last possibility, I hope it works, and leave feeling so empowered and like their life is on fire. They feel like they know the direction that they're going in, and the results they have are profound, and that's why the Passion Test is the number one tool right now being used all over the world.
So if you want to know more about this, you can go to Janet's website, thepassiontest.com, and find out all about the Passion Test and all kinds of different stuff. You can also find her book everywhere, including Amazon and all major booksellers. It's called The Passion Test. And so I just wanted to make sure that our listeners knew how to reach you. But Janet, you know, you are a living example of, you know, how to turn it around, and I kind of told my story of that too. But there are a lot of people out there that just, they're stuck. They don't even know how to find that passion. They're in that, they've got their blinders on. They think, this is life, this is the rest of my life, and I just have to trudge through it. So what would you say to those folks?
You know, it's interesting. That's such a brilliant question that I get asked all the time by, you know, my people that interview me. And because it's the thing that's like, you know, there's people listening that are going, God, you know, I just feel like I can't even get out of bed. I was giving the Passion Test to a number of homeless women, and I said, okay, now let's write our passions. And this one woman raises her hand, and she said, I don't know what I'm passionate about. I don't know what I'm passionate about. I said, the Passion Test is all about you being you, and you start from where you are. And I said, and if you can't even think of, you know, what your ideal life would look like, let me ask you something. What do you never want to have happen in your life again? And this little tear came out of her eyes. Oh, my God, it was such a precious moment. She said, I never want to be on the street again. And I said, yes, honey. So what would the opposite of that be? And she said, I live in a beautiful home. I said, that's right. We start from where we are. So that's your passion. When my life is ideal, I live in a beautiful home. Now, here's the thing. There's a formula for living a passionate life. Intention, attention, no tension. Intention. Intention is all about getting clear. What do I care about? What do I love? What lights my fire? You know, when you are clear, what you choose to have show up in your life will, but only to the extent that you're clear. So the Passion Test is a very simple process for anyone to get crystal clear on what it is that they choose to create in their life. That's the first step, intention. The second step, attention. You know, all of us are powerful. Everyone is powerful. Seriously, if you want to see how powerful you are, look at your life. Your life is just a reflection of the thoughts that you're consistently thinking of all the time, and all the time. So attention, getting clear on what it is you choose to create. So get clear, use the passion test, find out what you're passionate about, and then be like a samurai. Keep your powerful consciousness, your attention, on what you choose to create. Now, here's what most people are doing. Most people, and you know this, Sharon, most people are keeping their attention on what they don't want to create. There's never any good jobs. I'll never find my passion. I don't know what I want. My life is miserable. Life sucks. You know, read the newspaper. There's no good news, blah, 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 blah. And then they go to work. They listen to the radio. They read the newspaper. They talk about it to their friends. They get home. They put their feet up on the table, you know, on the couch, watch the TV, turn on the news. And that's what they fill their life up with. Now, you can choose to keep your attention on what's not working, or you can get clear on what it is you choose to create. And then you laser your powerful attention, your consciousness, on those things that you choose to create, keeping it like a samurai. Really, you know, if you want to see power, look at people that are happy and successful, like the ones that I had mentioned earlier. And, you know, what did they do? They got clear on what they chose to create. And then whenever they were faced with a choice, a decision, or an opportunity, they chose in favor of the thing they cared most about. They kept their powerful attention on that. And then they struck like lightning in all directions. They took massive action. And they didn't grumble about the doors that weren't opening. They walked through the doors that were. And they created this life that was a passionate magnet. And then the last part of the formula is no tension. Once you get clear on what it is you choose to create, then you let go. You surrender. You say this or something better. After you've taken all the action you can and you know to do, you don't strain. You stop and you just let go. And in that letting go, now I'm not a neurophysicist or a scientist, but all I know is that when you've done everything you know to do in the direction of living that passion full out, whatever it is in the area of health or education or career, spirituality or your relationships, when you finally let go after doing all you know to do, what happens is magical. The people, the places, and the things start to show up to support you in living your passions full out. And this is the formula for living a passionate life. Intention, attention, no tension. And I say to everyone, don't take my word for it. You know, take the passion test. Get clear on what it is that you're passionate about, that you choose to create. And then use this formula and see for yourself. And Sharon, as you know, it's magical when you get really, really super clear on what it is that you want to create in your life. And then you keep your powerful attention on those things and take massive action.
I so agree with that. I just so, like, I am 100% on board with you. And what worked for me was that I started with gratitude. I just started in the I'm grateful for the following things in my life. And it would be simple things like that beautiful tree, or that I have a warm house to sleep in, or that my husband loves me, or that, you know, the cat curled up near my feet. It would be simple, simple things that I would be grateful for. And that really led me to that, what you just talked about.
Well, you know, what's so profound, again, Guy, you just have some pearls today. Thank you so much. What's so amazing
But you have the whole necklace, lady.
Thank you. What you just said, you know, is so profound because, see, when you keep your attention on gratitude, on what you're thankful for, you're open. Notice that when you're looking for the good that is coming into your life or that's already there, and for those of you that are listening and you're going, oh, yeah, there's no good in my life, let me tell you, look again. Just the fact that you're breathing, if you have to start there, start there. If you have to start at that point where, you know, gosh, you know, the sun is there or the clouds are in the sky, and that's where you put your gratitude, or there's, you know, a smile on a child's face that you don't even know. Just find it. And here's the reason why. Being grateful, and what you were just sharing is so profound, Sharon, because what it does is it opens you. It keeps you open. And here's the beautiful thing. The gifts are always there. Life is one beautiful, profound gift. And when you're open, you're able to see the different clues that are waiting for you, the different magic that's there waiting to gift you. But when you're always grumbling and complaining and, God, life is sucks, life's not working, I hate it, no good news, everybody's, you know, against me, blah, 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 and doing that, notice that you're contracted. When you're contracted, when you're shut down, you know, you can't be open. They work against each other. And it's in being open. One of the secrets to living a passionate life is to be open. Staying open allows you to see the gifts that are being offered to you at every moment. So that is why gratitude is just so brilliant. It's such a beautiful technique. You know, I have a friend, Sharon, that I just wrote an ebook on named Wahei Takeda. He's in Japan. He's called the Warren Buffett of Japan. And Wahei owns the number one biggest candy factory in all of Tokyo. And Wahei is like the happiest.
Yum.
Wahei's candy is called Arigato Candy, which is gratitude. But Wahei said he cured himself of two different diseases by being grateful thousands of times a day, just by being grateful. And he said the whole reason that he was able to monetize his passion was he kept himself open by gratitude. So thank you for bringing that in.
Well, Janet, we have come to the end of our time, and I would love to talk to you all day, but I don't think you have all day to talk to me and our listeners, but we are so very, very grateful, speaking of gratitude, that you joined us and that you were able to share the passion test and how you came to it and just some very simple things for our listeners to try to get to their passion. And I just want to remind our listeners that you can visit Janet's website, thepassiontest.com, and take the passion test and figure out what direction that you want to go in. And I would also suggest that you find Janet online. She's brilliant. She's on social media all the time, Facebook, LinkedIn, Twitter, all of those places. Go find her, follow her, and because she's always spouting pearls of wisdom. So, Janet, thank you so much for being here today.
Thanks, honey. Just lots of love to you. Thank you so much. Bye-bye.
Oh, bye-bye. So this has been another episode of Get Ready with Betty, the radio show that helps you simplify your life and clear the confusion. Thanks again to Janet Bray Atwood for joining us. And until next time, keep it simple.